Kingham State Sports Zone continues on. John Swisher along with you. Final show of the 2025 portion. We'll resume coming up again on January 7th, our first show of the new year. Steve Putz, the head coach of the Edco Vikings, with me now as Edco off to a 3-4 start since we last talked. 1-1 as they took down North Lynn 58-53 on Friday night. And then fell to Springville last night at home, 61-30. Coach, we go back to Friday night. Big win for your team on the road, 58-53. The first time since February 2nd of 2010 for a North Lynn girls program to beat North Lynn at the varsity level. So to say the girls were happy and elated to get the job done, probably an understatement on Friday night. Big road win.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, like I said, it's been a long time since the Edco program has won a game, let alone, you know, win a game at their place as well. So, I mean, it was just one the girls were excited for to see where it took us. We knew it would be a competitive game. And like I said, holding that lead, we had a lead at halftime. And then what I was proud of the girls that night was we were down 3 with 2 minutes left in the game. And as I look back at it, we were able to make an 8-0 run to finish the game there. So, you know, another big night. It's kind of a matter of runs, right? We got started with Rachel Eccleseder got us started in that first half, hitting 3 or 4 made threes in that first half. She got us going. And then as the game got long, Lily Britsky got us, you know, going there for about the middle of the game till 3/4 of the way through the game, and then Kendall Whitman for us, a player off the bench, hit two free throws to kind of seal the deal at the end there. That was a nice, like I said, good team effort and good team win for us to get that conference win at a tough opponent's place.
No doubt. I was impressed with the way your team was stood that run from North Lynn. As you said, late you were trailing, and North Lynn looked to have the momentum, but your team, Lily and company, just stepped up and said, no, we're not going to lose this one. We had the lead for most of the game. We're going to get this done, and your team did.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like you said, and Lily did just exactly do that. You know, at that point, right, it was like Lily just kind of take over the game if you can there at the end of the game, and which she did. And I mean, it's just, she's been doing that all year long for us, and she's, you know, right there as one of the top players in our conference, and our conference is a tough conference, so that says a lot. And she just, like you said, took it over, and the rest of the team responded. I thought one of our better defensive games we played, you know, holding them, I believe it was 18% from the 3-point line that night. So it was a great team effort defensively. I was super proud of how well the team played our defense as well.
No doubt about it. And then last night, coming back at home against one of the better teams on the west side of the TRC, and Springville, a top 10 team in Class 1A, and the Orioles won the battle 61-30. Some nights you just don't have an answer and not able to get things going offensively, and that was the story last night against the Orioles.
Yeah, no, exactly. We just had a slow start. I think it was like 10-2 after the first quarter, so we just had a slow start getting anything going offensively, and just kind of one of those nights where we struggled all night just to shoot the ball, especially from the outside. We got things going a little bit better in that second quarter, I felt like, as far as getting some, Lily was getting some shots off in the paint. It made it really tough inside. Obviously, trying to get shots off on Rowan, you know, being as tall as she is, and they just really packed things in the middle there on Lily to have a good night. I had to kind of do some things to get her more on the move and slashing in different spots to get her going. And once we did that, she kind of got started there, scoring 17 points on us for the night. But and then Rachel hit a few outside shots, just down by 13 at half. So I felt like we weren't out of it at half. Just felt like, you know, we had a chance yet. We just needed to get things going and hitting some shots in that second half. And the second half didn't allow that, or didn't happen for us, though. It was just like, yeah, they executed things offensively, broke down my defense a little more than we're used to. So it was just kind of one of those nights where we had a slow step. I thought we were kind of a little slow offensively and defensively on the night. But hats off to Springville. They're a really good, talented team. And we just, like I said, had an off night struggling. I think we were 3 for 26 from the 3-point line. So it's one of those nights.
No doubt about it. Led by a Division I prospect, Rowan Jacoby, there at the Orioles. Now you got two more games left before the Christmas break. You'll play tomorrow night at home with North Fayette Valley coming to town, and then that makeup date with Maquoketa Valley next Monday night, the 22nd. We'll have covers here. We'll look forward to seeing your team again and in your gym for the first time of the new season. But it starts with North Fayette Valley, a non-conference opponent for Thursday night to round out this week.
Yeah, no, exactly. Looking forward to having that extra game to find a team to play. And North Fayette Valley, they're a 3A school. I know their record, they were 0-5, and they got their first win last night. So, I mean, I know we got to go in there and ready to play, bounce back off of last night's disappointment a little bit. But I know the girls will respond. We have been responding really well after a tougher game. North Fayette Valley knocked off Kehigh last night, so... and Kehigh was ranked in the top 15. So, I mean, it's we're going to have to come ready to play against them, because if you're not ready, they're good enough to beat you. And then, obviously, to wrap up the Christmas, before Christmas break here with Mac Valor at that makeup. At night, too, if people are around to come out and support Rachel on that night, we're making up that part of it, as well as the fundraiser for Rachel Eccleseder on that Tuesday night, or Monday night, sorry, of next week. Mm-hmm. So, if anybody's around and available to come to see, it'd be a great, great night of basketball, and as well for a great cause.
No doubt about it. And if you're not able to make it, you're too far away, we'll have a video coverage, and of course the regular Edco Gym video stream coverage as well. As we'll look forward to seeing your team there on Monday night, Coach. Good luck against North Fayette Valley tomorrow night. Thanks for your time as always.
All right. Yep. Thank you,
Swish. Steve Putz, the head coach of the Edco Viking girls basketball program, here on the show. More of it coming up right after this from KMCH Sports.